I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 18th. The Quincy City Council tonight will hear a proposal from the administration to spend $24 million for capital improvement projects, tourism, historic preservation, and parks and open space. The administration is requesting $20 million for capital purchases for the DPW, public safety, and other citywide equipment. A bond would be required for that appropriation. The administration's also seeking $4 million from the city's hotel motel tax for the historic preservation, tourism, and parks and open space. Also tonight, the council will be honoring the North Quincy girls varsity basketball team for making it to the postseason this year. And we'll hear a resolution from Councilor-at-Large Noel DeBona related to affordable housing. The meeting begins at 6:30 at Quincy City Hall and will be live on QATV. It will take a few more months for Emmanuel Lopes to be sentenced for murdering a police sergeant and an elderly woman in Weymouth 6 years ago. On Friday, days before he was due to be sentenced for charges of first and second degree murder, the judge in the case agreed to move the hearing back. The judge said that she had to be sure the sentencing would follow proper legal procedure. Sentencing was scheduled for tomorrow, but Lopes' attorney, Larry Tipton, had requested the delay, saying he needed more time to develop evidence before making an argument about parole eligibility. Prosecutors opposed moving the date back, noting in court that they had people who prepared to be in court tomorrow. The new sentencing date was tentatively set for June 21st. Lopes was found guilty last month of killing Weymouth Police Sergeant Michael Chesna and 77-year-old Vera Adams. Both were shot and killed in July of 2018. The jury returned a guilty verdict after more than a week of deliberation, and Lopes now faces life in prison. Nicholas Timberlake is a Braintree native from a basketball family. His father, Jeff, was a local star player at BC High who later played at BU and is in the Terriers Hall of Fame. His sister, Adriana Timberlake, is currently playing her final season at SNHU, and for the second year in a row, she's been voted as the Northeast 10 Player of the Year. Nicholas was born with a cleft lip and palate and endured ridicule growing up, as well as having 11 different surgeries done on his face over the years. After becoming a Bay State League All-Star basketball player at Braintree High, he went on to play 4 years at Towson State in Maryland. Like a lot of college players, he received a fifth year of eligibility because of COVID. And this past summer, he was one of the most highly recruited college basketball players in the country. 70 schools recruited him, with all the major college coaches coming to his house in Braintree to meet him and his family. Nicholas chose to go to Kansas and has had a life-changing experience this season, now playing big-time college basketball on the biggest stage of them all, the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament. Jayhawks are the number 4 seed in the Midwest region. They will play number 13 seed Samford on Thursday. Now, from the bagpipes to the marching bands, the annual St. Patrick's Day parade in South Boston got underway yesterday with beautiful weather, incredible enthusiasm, colorful characters, and lots of excitement. It was a sea of green down Broadway as the parade kicked off yesterday afternoon. The 3.8-mile parade route brought in people from all around the world, lining up several rows deep and proudly waving the flag of Ireland. March 17th also marked Evacuation Day, which recognizes the day the British troops left Boston early in the Revolutionary War. Earlier yesterday, the annual St. Patrick's Day breakfast took place in South Boston, hosted by State Senator Nick Collins. It featured speeches from lawmakers like Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, Senator Elizabeth Warren. There was also a skit featuring Governor Mara Healey, Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, and former Governor Jane Swift, that paid homage to Ben Affleck and Matt Damon's Super Bowl commercial for Dunkin'. More than a dozen North End restaurant owners and their staff at the Iron Workers Local 7 Hall protesting Mayor Wu's outdoor dining policy, which bans on-street dining exclusively in their historic neighborhood. Protests came amid an ongoing battle between North End Restaurants and the Wu administration. A group of 21 owners amended their federal lawsuit earlier this month, alleging they've lost millions in revenue due to, quote, unequal, unfair, and discriminatory treatment of Italian restaurants, end quote. They also want to be refunded for the $7,500 fee they paid in 2022. Meanwhile, politicians filing in for the annual breakfast featuring guests Elizabeth Warren, Governor Mara Healey, Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, and Boston Mayor Michelle Wu. Organizers declined to comment on the restaurant protest, but city officials have said publicly they plan to rework the guidelines in the North End but couldn't get to it this year. Well, the tax filing deadline is a little more than a month away, and millions of Massachusetts taxpayers can now take advantage of a free and easy way to send their returns to the IRS. The new IRS Direct File pilot program launched last week across 12 states. Taxpayers who have simple W-2s and claim a standard deduction are eligible to use the program. People with multiple income streams or who need to take certain types of tax credits and deductions do not qualify for the free tool. The program is part of the agency's effort to build out a free government service that could replace some taxpayers' use of commercial tax preparation software. Senator Elizabeth Warren has been an advocate for making tax filing simpler and more affordable for millions of Americans. According to the IRS, the program has no hidden junk fees, live customer support, and initial users have saved hundreds of dollars. The Direct File program does not support state returns, but the software will guide users from Massachusetts to a state-supported tax prep tool. According to the IRS, the Direct File program supports W-2 income, Social Security and railroad retirement, unemployment benefit income, and interest of up to $1,500. Credits it can process include earned income tax credit, child tax credit, credit for other dependents. Standard deductions, such as for student loan interest and educator expenses, are also included. The Quincy Toastmasters Club holding an open house tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. at the third floor library of Quincy College. The free event is open to the public and refreshments will be served. Toastmasters teaches members how to give effective talks, helpful evaluations, and many aspects of public presentations. The open house will demonstrate a speech and evaluation. You can meet the members and learn about the different ways Toastmasters can be of benefit. This year, Quincy 675 Toastmasters is celebrating its 75th anniversary. Check up business news this morning, and stocks opened the day in negative territory. The Dow down 190 points, NASDAQ dropping 155, and the S&P lost 33. Asian stocks advanced today. The dollar and the euro rose, and oil at $81 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat Washington 130-104, and they host Detroit tonight, 7:30. Tomorrow, the Bruins will be against Ottawa at 7. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service: partly cloudy, breezy, high 51. Tonight, clear, chilly, 37. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 46. Maybe a shower around on Wednesday, a high of 50, sunny 45 for Thursday. The boater today waves a couple of feet, west wind 10, gusting to 20 knots, and next high tide not till 7:36 p.m. Sunrise 6:49, sets at 6:54. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 18th.